Well, today we're going to think about just one thing. What does it mean to trust in God? What do we mean by trust, I wonder? Have you ever thought? Have a think. What does it mean to trust somebody or something? There's some challenges you could do to help you think and to work this out. Here's one you probably haven't heard of. It's called the human spring. What you do is you stand with your hand leaning on another person, and then you step back a bit and then step back again as you lean against that other person. And the challenge is, how long can you hold each other up? How much do you trust each other to hold you and the other person up? Or here's another challenge that you could try. You could blindfold yourself and trusting another person, get them to guide you through an obstacle course. Or maybe they could be blindfolded and trusting you to guide them through an obstacle course. I wonder who in your family or with you would you trust to do that? But the most famous one is what's called the trust fall. It goes a little bit like you'll see in this video. Now, who would you trust to do that with? I wonder if you could think about who you might trust. Why did you choose them? That might be an interesting question, isn't it? We'll pause just for a minute for you to have a think about that. Why did you trust them to fall on them for them to catch you? You really need to be careful about who you trust if you're doing something like that. Here are two real failures from that trust fall that can happen. I hope that they amused you. They really amused me, I have to say. But why did they fail? Well, the first didn't actually let the person catch them, and they fell the wrong way. That was a bit of a silly thing to do. When we trust somebody, we actually have to let them catch us, if we really trust them, don't we? But the second trusted the wrong person. She didn't actually know the person. She just walked up and fell on them. That's really foolish, isn't it, to trust someone you don't know? So let's have a think for a moment about what it means to trust. You know, every day you trust in a lot of different things. When you get ready to eat breakfast, you maybe go to open the fridge and you trust that the fridge is full of food that your parents or maybe your husband or wife have gone and have filled the fridge up. And above all, that they haven't sneaked down during the night and eaten everything that's in the fridge. When you get on your bike, you trust that the wheels aren't going to fall off your bike and that the brakes still work when you want to stop. When you're dropped off at school, you trust that your mum or dad is going to pick you up after school as well. Or maybe you are older and you've arranged to be picked up from a railway station or from an airport by someone in the family, and you're trusting them to pick you up. Every day, we put our trust in hundreds of things, don't we? So why do we trust them? Why do we trust those people? So let me ask a question that we can all try to answer. Why do you, or if you're older, why did you trust your parents? Why do you trust your parents? Have a think about that question for a moment. What's the reason why you put so much trust in them?
Think. Oh, yes.
So what's the reason why you put so much trust in them? Can I ask you, did you do a complete background check on them? Big interview to make sure that they are good people? Well, no, of course you didn't. Have you asked a bunch of their friends if they're trustworthy or not? Well, I guess no, you haven't done either. Did you interview them yourself to see whether they would do the things that you want them to do? Well, no, I'm sure you didn't either. You know, the reason you trust them is because of what you know about them. When you were a baby, they kept you alive. They fed you when you couldn't feed yourself. When you tried to play in the roads, they stopped you before you got hurt. When you maybe tried to eat bugs in the garden, we've all done that, haven't we, at some point, they told you it probably wasn't a good idea. You know, you trust your parents to take care of you because you've seen how much they love you and you've seen all that they've done for you. But I wonder if you've ever had to wait for your parents after school and they didn't turn up. Or maybe if you're older, you had to wait and a friend hasn't turned up from the family who you thought would turn up. You know, it's a little scary, isn't it? You thought you could trust them, but they're not there. Do you know why you're scared? Well, it's because the person you trust to pick you up has disappeared. And now you're worried. Will they actually pick you up at all? But that tells us something about what it means to trust, doesn't it? When we think carefully, why do we know that they will pick us up? Well, it's because we remember their love for us, doesn't it? We remember all we've seen them do in their past. We remember all that they have done for us. And when we remember all that, and when we look back on who they are and all that they've done and the way that they love us and care for us, then we can relax because we know they're going to be there. We just need to wait. There must have been something happened on the way. And so we're not worried anymore. You know, it's the same with trusting in God. We have the Bible, which tells us all about him. We can see his love for us because he sent Jesus to die for us. And we can see and hear about what other people say about what God has done for them as well. And so when we put our trust in him, we have put our trust in because we know of his love for us, because we know about him and we've seen him work. And when we put our trust in him, we start to see him work as well. You know, we all need to see more of Jesus. We all need to learn about him. And when we learn what Jesus looks like and what he does for us, then we can rest and trust in him. And in those difficult times when maybe we don't see him and things seem to be going wrong, we can trust in him because of all we know about him. Go and grab your Bible. Turn with us to John in chapter 4 and verse 42 to 53. That's John chapter 4, verse 42 to 53. We're going to hear it read to us by Ruby and Luke.
Jesus heals an official's son after the 2 days he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet had no honour in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death.
Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus replied, You may go, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired about the time, as when his son got better, they said to him, The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour. Then the father realised that this was the exact time Jesus had said to him, Your son will live, so that he and all his household believed. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed, having come from Judea to Galilee.
Well, we're thinking about what it means to trust in Jesus, aren't we? The part we've read from the Bible has a true story of Jesus, of a man who is struggling to trust in Jesus. In the story, we've read of how he came to really, really put his trust in Jesus. And not just that man, but his whole family believed as well. So we want to find out, how did he learn to trust in Jesus? Well, firstly, we find that he heard about Jesus. Have a look in verse 45. All of the people of that area had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem, for they had been there. They'd been down to the feast that Jesus went to as well. Now, there's something important to know here. We can hear, can't we, but not really get it. If someone asked you, for example, I've got some chocolate, I bet you'd hear that very, very quickly. But if someone says to you, it's time for homework, or it's bedtime, or maybe if you're older, it's time to do the washing up, I bet you wouldn't hear that. You know, we can come to church lots and we can do lots of activities. We can even read the Bible lots, but you can miss what's really been said. You don't really hear about Jesus. I can remember being in church as a young person, as a child, and adding up the hymn numbers on the hymn board to see what they totaled, because I was so bored and not listening. And I guess that some of you can tell us how many organ pipes there are in the front of the church as well. I wonder if you've ever counted those. I was there, but I wasn't hearing. And I didn't realize that I needed to hear about Jesus. Now, I said earlier in the first part of trusting that trusting is getting to know the person you can trust. And so you'd be silly doing the falling test, for example, if you didn't know the person and you didn't know that they cared for you. And it's the same with Jesus. The first part of trusting Jesus is hearing about him. That's why we spend so much time getting to know the Bible. Secondly, we see that the man came to meet Jesus. Now, this was a terrible situation. His son lay really ill. He'd probably tried lots of doctors. He'd probably tried loads of different medicines. But he'd heard of all the amazing things Jesus had done. He'd heard. And so he realized that Jesus was his only hope. You know, sometimes there are really difficult things that we face in life, aren't there? Maybe a difficult time at school. And maybe facing problems at work. Maybe it's even that you get ill or someone that you know gets very ill. And you've heard about Jesus. And maybe you've prayed or you've started to listen a little bit more. And that's good. That's okay. That's right. But to trust somebody, it's not enough just to hear about them, is it? If someone told you that the friend was really good at catching, you'd be silly to do the falling test with them because you've heard about them, but you haven't actually met them. You haven't got to know them. So it's important that you meet Jesus, just like this man came to meet Jesus, that you hear him speak as you read the Bible stories, but that you also see him work as you're praying to him, that you see how Jesus has changed other people's lives as well as they trust in Jesus. So this man, he heard and he met with Jesus. Thirdly, Jesus challenged him. You'll see this in verse 48. What does Jesus say? He says, well, in effect, you're just wanting me to do miracles. All those people who were around Jesus and this man had seen him in Jerusalem. They had seen him doing all these wonderful things, and they just come waiting for amazing miracles. But Jesus didn't come to be a magician. He came to save us from our sin. Now, it's like this. Think of the thing that you want most of all. Whatever it is in this life, you want most of all. Now, what would happen if you asked your mum or dad for that, or if you're married, a husband or wife, or maybe a friend? If you're like me, when you're asked to think of the things that you would love to have in life, you think about all the amazing things that you don't currently have now. Maybe it's a horse that you want. Maybe it's a dream house that you want. Maybe it's an amazing car. Maybe it's an incredible bike. Maybe it's a new PS5 that's about to come out, or the new Xbox. There's lots of things. Wonderful friends, amazing job. So if you asked your mum or dad, or maybe your friend or someone you trusted, would they get that for you? Well, even if they could afford it, probably I can guess the answer is no. Why didn't they get it for you? Don't they love you? Well, of course they do. Of course they do. But let me just illustrate it. I once asked my mum and dad if I could have a motorbike when I was 16. They said no. My friend, he got one. And it just seemed so unfair. But 2 years later, my friend sold his motorbike. He just started training as a doctor, and he saw so many people on motorbikes come in with terrible injuries that he realized it was not maybe the best thing to have it. And you see, my parents loved me so deeply, so they didn't give me what I wanted. And God loves you so deeply. And he wants what's the best for you. And sometimes we don't understand, but he loves you so much. And so Jesus challenged this man. Was he just there because he'd heard about the miracles? Did he really want to believe in Jesus? Did he really want to Jesus get to know Jesus? Did he really want Jesus to change his life? Was he just there to help his sick son? You see, Jesus had to challenge him. And so we can hear about Jesus. We can maybe even meet and get to know Jesus better. But Jesus wants to challenge you. Are you coming to him? because you want to get to know him and you want to know his love in your life and you want to see him change your life? Or is it just for the stuff that you want? So Jesus challenged him. So he'd heard about Jesus, he met Jesus, Jesus challenged him. So fourthly, we see he trusts in Jesus. Have a look at verse 50. What does Jesus do? Well, the man is pleading with Jesus to come and heal his son. But what does Jesus do? Well, he doesn't go with the man. Isn't that incredible? You would have thought Jesus would have gone with him. But instead he says this, you can go and your son will live. Now the man had a problem. Would he really believe in Jesus? And what Jesus was saying to him, trust me. Go believing that I've healed him already. If you really believe in me, if you really trust me, you'll know that I have done it. So the man has a choice, doesn't he? Does he really believe that Jesus can do this? You know, trust is about choice. In the falling test, you make a choice, don't you? Do you want to fall into that person's arms or not? Do you really trust them? And the choice isn't just simply to fall, it's to trust the person to catch you, isn't it? You're choosing to trust and therefore you fall. It's not about falling, hoping it'll all be okay. It's about genuinely knowing that you'll be okay because that person will catch you. Trusting in Jesus is about knowing that Jesus died to forgive you for all your sins. Knowing he's going to work in you to make you new. Knowing that Jesus' way is right and following him every day of your life. It's not about hoping it will be all right. It's not about crossing your fingers. It's not about constantly doubting. It's knowing Jesus is able to do all that he has promised. I wonder, have you trusted Jesus? Really? You know, the amazing thing is the man goes home and he trusts Jesus. He walks away trusting Jesus. And as he gets there, he's met by some of his servants. He's a rich man, so he's got staff, you see. And they tell him that his son is well. And it happened exactly at the time that Jesus said it would. You know, he had stepped out in faith trusting Jesus. And Jesus had done just what he said he would do. And we read, so he and all of his household believed. You know, this morning, Jesus is calling you. He's saying to you, whatever your age is this morning, will you trust me? Will you trust me with your whole life? You know, you do need to respond. Maybe for the first time, you need to come and say, yes, Jesus, I trust you. I know that you're able to forgive me for all my sins. You died for me. I want to follow you all my life. I put my trust in you. Maybe it's to trust him for the first time. Or maybe it's to trust him as you should have done. Years back, you've come to know him as your saviour, but even though you don't know the future, and even though things are difficult, sometimes it's really hard just to trust him in those difficult times. And you need to respond now. You know, this man took Jesus at his word. Will you trust in Jesus today? Jesus, trusting in Jesus means not constantly worrying about those things in your mind, not constantly getting anxious about difficult things when they come, but knowing that Jesus is with you and that he will look after you whatever the circumstances. And so maybe the question for you is, will you trust Jesus today too? You know, you can trust Jesus with everything, and he does far more than we can ever ask or imagine.